Name is Take Two. You can find us on all platforms. We're from Canada, first of all. We're brothers. So for everyone who knows, like, we're
real brothers.
Real brothers, yeah. Man.
Blood brothers.
So we actually were living in Russia for like 4 years.
We were living there during the war, bro. Like,
you guys were there for that?
We were there, bro. We just came here like 2 months ago from Moscow, Russia.
I'm seeing more money now than I ever have.
The people who don't come from money end up being a lot more like persistent, a lot more motivated, a lot more driven. All the people who made it came from the floor, and that's why they're there.
I just think you think of money differently. Like,
you respect it more.
Like, if you've never felt like a real need for it, you're not willing to do crazy things for it.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.
Give us the intro. What are your ads? Where are you from?
You want to take it? Look, we're from Canada, first of all. We're brothers. So for everyone who knows, like, we're
real brothers.
Real brothers, yeah. Man.
Blood brothers.
Blood brothers.
Oh shit.
We don't look like them though. He's blonde. I'm brown haired.
That happens.
Yeah. He's 20. I'm 21. Same mom, same dad. From Canada, just grew up, had a passion writing for music. So we decided to take it to the next level, move down to Miami. We're renting a house now together. And we're just kind of hustling. We're just like getting on the pods, doing our thing.
From Canada, you moved straight here?
Yo, our story goes way
actually,
back.
Actually, bro, if you want to hear like the crazy story, we actually were living in Russia for like 4 years.
Yeah, and, like with your parents?
No, we just went there. Like, we thought with music wise, everything in Moscow is cheaper. Like, I'm telling, like, you know, studio time here is like $300 an hour. Yeah. Over there, it's like you could get like a full song in for like $20, the whole thing, mix, master, everything. So we thought it'd be smart to go there and make all of our music, get some fans, yeah, and then come all the way here.
And we were living there during the war, bro. Like, you remember that big terrorist attack?
The Russian and Ukrainian war?
Yeah.
You guys were there for that?
Bro. We just came here like 2 months ago from Moscow, Russia. Like, legit. Yeah.
Wait, so how long did you live in Russia?
Like, okay, so the whole story is our parents got divorced. My dad moved to Russia. So we kind of like...
So you were born in Canada.
We're like, yeah, living. Yeah.
And then how old were
seven?
You? Your parents got divorced when you were seven or eight. Or,
yeah.
Yeah. And then...
And then we lived in Russia. We lived in Russia for
a bit. 8 years old?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was living in Russia. We grew up. Crazy. Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't Russia wasn't random. You lived there, then moved back then.
Yeah,
okay.
We had some kind of roots.
I was thinking like, bro, like I've never heard like, oh, the move, Russia. Like,
yeah, yeah. It's pretty random, right? No, it wasn't. So that's the whole thing. So we did that in Russia and then we recorded a whole catalog of our music because it was cheaper.
Yeah.
And then we moved here right from Russia. And now we're just like, we got a manager. We're actually doing a tour here. We're booking a tour pretty soon. So, but that'll be announced. I don't want to like leak too much stuff because that's like closed books. But it's going to be some big things coming soon.
Are there... bro, I can't imagine that. So I mess around in the studio a little bit. Like I don't really put out music. But to be honest, you can ask that, like Mitch knows, I have at least like 40 songs in my foot. Like I
no
go,
way.
I
That's
love
crazy.
Going.
Really?
Like,
you got 40
I bring
tracks?
My friends. Like, yeah, I go off, bro, but I don't put it. Like,
Jack
I don't
of all trades.
I don't
Fire
put music. It's good. It's good. It's solid music, but like, I don't know. I don't put music
out. Everyone loves doing it, right?
And
it's a crazy thing.
What I've noticed is a huge difference. And like I'm saying, not like I'm a music artist at any kind but I will say the producer makes like a huge, the engineer. Yo. Yeah. Night and day.
Yeah.
So, it's all about this. So it's all about the producers and engineers.
Okay. So the first thing that popped into my head when you guys said you were moving to Russia, like, who's the engineer in Russia?
He's good. Shout out to Nikita, man. His name
that
is
was your guy,
his name is Nikita. Udar by Nikita. Udar is his beat, like his tag, you know?
Udar.
Metro,
okay,
boom.
Okay.
Boom,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
so in the beginning of the song,
so his name is Udar.
Okay. Udar.
Udar.
Like,
yeah. Udar means a hit. It means a drum hit, basically. It's like a drum
hit.
Oh,
he's a hit maker.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy. Wait, but
and how do you find him? How'd you find him?
Dude, I mean...
In Russia.
That's a good question. I mean...
My brother found him, actually.
It's crazy, dude. I started writing, like, back in COVID. That's when I realized I kind of, like to write. And then I ended up, like, when I was there by myself, he came a couple years later. And I was just, like, I guess I was just asking people, like, you know, like, does anybody know a good artist or whoever, like, makes beats?
Yeah.
And, he's hooked me up with one guy, then I went another guy, and then I met Nikita. And this guy, he does everything for cheap. When he makes beats, he'll give it to you for like $100, all rights, everything.
Serious.
Yeah, and he's great. He's great.
He's really good. You'll hear some of this stuff. We'll show you.
So you,
yeah,
Riley just like found a producer in Russia, spoke English, everything. Like,
dude, he had it. Yeah, he doesn't speak English.
We speak
Russian,
bro. We're good.
Oh, you speak
Russian.
Okay.
Yeah, we got Russian. We got Russian.
Dude, that changes the whole story again.
But we had a study.
I'm thinking
study.
Two fucking Canadians moved to Russia, found a producer. Like, no. You motherfuckers are Russian.
We're like, yeah.
And Canadian. Like, you're
pretty, yeah, we're like, it's like a mix. We're bilingual.
Yeah. It's like a mix. But we still have to learn it. You still have to study that. Russian's more difficult than it, I would say.
Oh, it sounds like painful to listen to. It's like,
it's
angry, right? It's a little less aggressive
than German.
Yeah, I was going to say German's like angry too, but yeah. Russian's like.
Yeah.
You like say, I love you, good night. He's like, rah.
All right, so we got the backstory. The question I was going to ask before we dove into that was, because we were talking about artists writing things. And And I'm sure you guys making music, I'm sure you've had help in the studio. But like at the very least, someone has helped you with a line or something. You know what I mean? I'm sure you guys help each other all the time.
We help each other very well.
Like we were talking about earlier, rap beef and everything. Like in your honest opinion,
yeah,
do you think it takes away from an artist if they don't completely create this
absolutely
masterpiece by themselves?
Absolutely.
You think it takes away from the artist?
You think so?
Absolutely.
And what do you think?
Well, I think that's a very black and white statement. I think that there's gray in there, because I think if you have like a whole track written and someone said, oh, I like your verse here, but I think if you change this line to this, maybe that just flicks like a different like button in your creative mode, and you're, oh yeah, that's actually sick, thanks for that.
So you're saying it's like a percentage thing? So what percent does it turn? Like you're saying nothing. Like they can't even write any bars for you?
No, I'm saying I would. I mean, okay, obviously I'd take it. If someone writes me a banger song, so this gonna, I'll take it. You know, I mean, like that's where it comes in, right?
Yeah.
But I'm saying a true artist, like possibly close to that could be. Do you think they write Eminem's music?
No, Eminem writes his own shit.
Bro. There we go. Right.
We so write I would all say of our own shit.
That's a full artist right there. Yeah. He writes everything himself. Mm-hmm. I think an artist is like the way he styles, the way he markets his music, everything that, including his music. Writing it personally.
I think Kanye is a good example, right? He does his own beats, he does his own music, and he even does his own, like, as far as I know, he did his own marketing, like when he grew up.
So Kanye is so much of an egomaniac and like and perfectionist that I literally think he can't let anyone do anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
I got Kanye like personality. Do you, like
perfectionist,
traits. I like to do my shit, but then I'll complain and I'll get pissed if no one is helping me, you know? But then I'm like,
I think nowadays, man, a lot of people are industry plants. So I feel like they just like
Ice Spice is definitely good. She's talented, bro.
No, she's good, but I mean.
So I guess the way I kind of formed my opinion on that topic like a while ago. When you start going.
Hey, you're not even like big household names yet. We start tripping the wall
instantly.
Fuck Ice Spice. She drops a diss track on you guys. No, but about that topic and how I kind of formed my opinion on it. I was young. I was in high school when the Meek and Drake thing happened.
Mm.
And remember Meek was saying Drake doesn't write any of his songs, whatever. That was the big diss, whatever.
Yeah, ghostwriter.
Whatever, okay. My opinion kind of was like, okay, if Drake doesn't write it, then Drake and whatever five people are making his songs, that's my favorite artist. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
my favorite group.
Like, okay, like, all right, separate. Even the dude, like, I'm a huge, huge Drake fan. He's
It's all good.
Bro, he's probably like, top five corniest people ever. Like,
he's
so corny, but the guy knows how to make a hit. The guy knows how to make a tune.
No,
like, and even if it is, like, it's him as producer, it's Quentin, whoever was writing bars for him. Like,
when you're up, dude, you have a whole team, and that's
my favorite. Like, I don't know if you put out the best music, I do say it's more impressive.
What's your favorite Drake track?
Bro,
that's hard.
Drake track. Holy shit.
That's a hard question. It's like, who's Drake again?
I
don't know.
Honestly, man, there's a lot.
I like his singing shit. I like singing shit.
I mean, every song's a hit, man. Every song.
Yeah.
I like Do Not Disturb is a good
song.
One. And Motion.
Six, Motion. I guess that's just emotion.
So getting into acapella, we start singing shit.
I wanted to ask, like, back just to keep this topic real quick. You guys, you know Lil Dicky, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you've seen his. Did you see his movie, like his series that he made?
A little bit of it. Dave. Yeah, I've seen a couple of it.
I thought that was hilarious.
The first episode was the one. That his dick or something.
Oh, yeah.
Is it something wrong with his dick?
He's a whack character, but I fuck with him, bro. I think he's real. He's really just raw. Like, dude, the dude will leave a room to fart. And he'll leave me in the corner. You'll hear him and be like, bro, what are you doing?
You know that like milking table thing that was his?
Oh,
like,
yeah. The little.
You ever tried that?
Nah, I'd be into it.
You know what that is?
No, I don't.
You ever had a happy ending?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
I'm not gonna lie about it.
Oh, wait, actually, you're Canadian. Mitch?
Yo, I saw that.
Yeah, I was
going
to say. You know what's funny? I woke up this morning and I was like, yo, they're Canadian. I got to ask them if they are the same.
The old blanket jerk.
Mitch.
What's up?
Ready? You gotta zone in for this one, okay?
Bro.
So we had one of my friends on. His name's Ryan Pownall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he told us about his discovery of, you know, jerking his meat. And he said him and his boys, he's Canadian, like you two fucks,
yo,
okay?
Shit on
he
our
said,
rap, bro.
He said when he discovered jerking off, it like only during sleepover. So him and his like eight friends
that is
sleepover, watch TV, all sit down on the couch, covered up, what they call it? Blankets and blankets, pillows and towels and blankets or something. They would all sit there and jerk to the same porn.
Is that not like...
And one by one, he was like, when someone finished, you dip like...
And the last one, I'm
he was like, no, the last one is gay. The last one you're gay, bro.
The faster you come, the straighter you are. That's so funny. They probably use maple syrup as like lotion, dog. These Canadians, bro. Huh?
Wait, so the question is, and then I started reading the comments and everyone's like, nah, that shit has to be a Canadian thing. That shit. And then a couple comments were like, I did that too.
No
like,
way,
I'm from Canada, right, Mitch? I was like, I did
no
that shit too.
That's crazy.
Nah,
look,
I've
discovered it, but I was like, I mean, if we're talking
alone,
like,
not like with all your boys.
I've done it alone.
You want to hear something funny?
I watched a video on how to do it.
Did you? How to video?
I was like, how do you do it, bro?
Yourself video.
I was so young. I was like, well, what the fuck? I was like, yeah, I'm serious. I was like an elementary.
You're on YouTube. How to? Would you? What word? Like
how to
touch my peepee?
I'll tell you the truth. My brother snitched on me to my mom the first time.
No,
I swear to God.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
Like, I don't know what it was.
You're older than him?
No, I'm older.
He's older than me.
So one time I come home from school.
I was like, damn, bro.
I come home from school and I was like in about grade six, right? Mm-hmm. So in grade six, like there was a new flood of like a whole bunch of new friend groups. And these guys were like, we're all just chilling, talking, we're playing some basketball. And they're like, yo, you guys jerk off yet? And I'm like, what's that?
Yo, you guys jerk off yet?
Yeah. It was weird, bro. And it felt like
Canada's different, bro.
It felt like it was like a drug deal. Yo, you got that jerk session in?
Yeah,
or no?
Yeah.
Yo, come here, I got you, bro.
And what you were like, nah, what's that?
Like, bro, what the fuck
is that? It's pretty open, bro. Like they could just be like, yo, let's go meet at we used to go to skate park, like in elementary. Yo, let's go meet up at the skate park after school. It's like, all right, I'm gonna go home, get some cereal, jerk off, then I'll meet you guys. It's like everyone's so open about it, dude. Yeah, it's like it's just like the crowd.
I don't know. I never jerking said that.
It's just the crowd, dude.
But I
guess we should kind of be pretty chill about it. Because,
I mean,
like,
everyone thinks it's so weird.
All, like at some point,
I mean,
wasn't here, but yeah, we all jerked off at some point.
Yeah, man. I brought it home and I told my brother because he's my brother. I was like, you got to try this, right? Mm-hmm. And then my mom comes home from work. He's like, Mom, Max says he masturbates.
Yeah,
my mom's like, that's like a private thing. Like,
what'd your mom say?
She said, exactly, hey, that's a private thing.
Oh,
you know,
to him?
Yeah. And I'm thinking, shit, like,
I thought you meant she was about to yell at you or something. Like, no jerking off in the bathroom. I bet you ever got like caught? Like by your parents walking
in? I never got caught, thank God. That would be awkward, bro. I'd probably move out so fast.
One time I cut, like, I don't even know what I was. Isn't that weird when you discover beating off? You just do some weird shit in the weirdest places. Like, right? It's like weird. You're like nothing. You're like, all right, here now. Like, whatever.
Yeah, right here.
Anyway,
this sounds right.
I don't think I've told this story before, but probably like 14 years old, like showering in my house, like turn on the shower, whatever.
That's
jerking off before the shower. Okay, I'm laying on the bathroom floor, bro.
Yeah, as you would.
Like laying on the bathroom doors, but my head might be on the bathroom door. You know what I mean? Like the shower's there, sinks there, toilet's over there. I'm like leaned up on the thing, whatever.
Chilling.
Boom, smack my head. I'm like, oh, my dad was like trying to get something out of the bathroom. My door wasn't locked. Or
you didn't lock the door. That's not a thing you didn't think
I
that?
Don't know. And I was like, and he was like, one. Oh, sorry, close it. And I'm like, ooh. Oh, my, it made it worse that he was sorry. And like, he was like,
you got to have that American dad. You know from American Pie?
What?
The dad from American Pie?
He's like, super, it's okay, son. Hey, you go do
like supportive. He's like supportive. No. My dad, no. He was like, oh, fuck. Like, didn't mean to whatever. And I'm like, weeks. I'm thinking, oh, my God, my dad knows I jerk off. Like,
oh, shit.
Like, he didn't know before. I was fucking 14-year-old kid. Like, yeah.
Can you do it standing up?
What?
Can you do it standing up?
Can I jerk standing up?
Yeah. That's a lot of people can't.
Can you jerk standing up?
I don't sit down, bro. I have to stand up. That's weird. I can't come if I sit down, bro. It's crazy.
Do you fuck standing up?
I mean, you can fuck however you want. Standing up, sit down, laying down.
Wait, I don't think I have trouble either way. Sitting or laying or standing.
Is there like what's the craziest place you've done it in? You ever done it in a school bathroom?
Fuck yeah, bro.
That's hilarious.
Fuck yeah. Middle school bathroom? Yeah. Hell yeah. What?
I've done like a couple times.
Like detention and shit.
Detention.
On a plane one time with a, damn, what the fuck? I was my dad again. I go find somewhere with my dad.
Yeah.
Like 14 years old, probably.
Shit.
Like got up, went to the bathroom, and like jerked in the. That was like one of like
at where on the plane?
On the airplane while you were, while I was in the air.
Damn,
that's like pretty wild.
Then you go home and tell your friends you joined the Mile High Club, and they're like, "No, you didn't."
Yeah,
like,
no, you're just jerking on the plane.
That's funny, man. That's tight. That's a crazy.
Wait, I never heard that. Sitting or standing, people have.
Yeah, that was the first time I heard that too.
Yeah,
some people can't jerk off standing up, and some people also can't come from head.
Yeah, oh yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, I could. I mean, I have to clench my leg. I have to like really squeeze my legs.
I like head. Yeah, I could probably live.
I think it's better than sex.
Probably.
Yeah. It depends on mood.
It depends. Is there, like there's yeah. No, there's some.
You know, Miami culture is like. I don't know, man.
I got culture shocked here, man.
When I moved here, it was just like everyone here is like. First of all, it's a big clout culture. Like I noticed the clout chase here is huge. Like just massive.
Yeah. You been to LA yet?
No.
Okay, you'll find out.
Is it worse there? Really?
That's crazy.
Like, dude, like if you don't have like, status do you here, you're okay. Nobody.
So here I would say they're similar. Here's more of like about money, I think.
It's a lot.
I think LA is more about clout. That's you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so here's everyone.
Like, there's a lot of rich people here driving Lamborghinis that you wouldn't recognize aren't anybody, but like have money from scamming, some selling drugs or like some bullshit.
That's crazy.
LA is more like you recognize more people, but they have less money. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, are there more celebrities in Miami or LA?
LA.
LA is a place?
LA.
That's crazy.
You also have to realize LA is like fucking, I mean, I'm kind of talking out my ass, but like five times bigger, like way bigger than.
Yeah. And here's LA is like America. Here is like international.
Here it's like Fort Lauderdale, Miami is like what, 35 minutes away, whatever.
Yeah.
Bro, if you go anywhere in LA, it's like an hour away, 45 minutes away. Like if you want to go from Hollywood to like Calabasas or Malibu, you're in the car for an hour anytime of the day. Like that's crazy how far that is.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Nah, here's the move.
That's what everyone said. And everyone said LA's burning. I'm not sure if that's controversial.
You guys have OnlyFans?
Canada's burning.
No, we got
no OnlyFans.
No OnlyFans? Nah, no. We didn't do that.
Would you consider it?
I was saying, like, as a young kid, I was thinking, like, you know, if I was like, as a young kid, but before when it came out, I was like,
bro,
you know, if
what
I got.
You mean you're 20, bro?
back in the day.
As a jit.
Wait, is this mine or is that yours?
That's not mine.
Oh, okay, good.
You could probably, yeah, just have it.
So you thought about it? Like, I
don't
know.
No, look,
like,
this is, like, our manager once said, like, he said, look, if you guys want exposure and stuff, he said, OnlyFans is a thing, but you don't have to show your, you don't have to have exclusive content. Like, you have to show your whole, like, not having to do that shit.
We were walking, I kid you not, we were walking it was in Margarita Resort, like, down there by Hollywood.
Margaritaville.
We were walking down the strip, and there's just this black guy walking in, like, these like, bicycle shorts, right?
Yeah.
I kid you not, his dick was like retarded. Past his
Shut
knee
up.
And it was past his knee and he was walking just on purpose
to
make everybody look. He's like, I got a dick, man.
You know what I will, you know what I'll say about that thing? So like, I like black dudes, huge dicks.
That's a myth or not? Is that real?
Like,
I mean, they say.
I would say real for sure. But what I will say, it's pretty funny to notice. Okay. So I played football for a lot of years. Okay, like I played college, I played high school, you know, since I was a little kid, I played 4 years of college football. Yeah, like I played a lot of football, been in a lot of locker room, okay? And what I will say is black dudes have to be showers. Do you know what I mean?
There's no way they're growers.
Exactly.
Like, well, it's gonna be
bro,
ridiculous.
I've been in shower, football shower, whatever. Like you see a bunch of dicks. It's not weird. And nobody, like no one's hard. It's a bunch of fucking dudes. Yeah, like no one has normal. A boner. Like you're sitting there and like you see everyone's dick and it's like, bro. If that shit got any bit, like, no. No.
Like, it's sitting there, like full, how does that?
So that's what I would, so black dudes in the comments, showers or growers? No? Okay.
It's like it's just canceled right away.
No, because it's a fact. That's a fact.
No,
I mean,
true, huh?
If anything, it's a compliment, bro. Everyone knows black dudes have bigger dicks. But yeah, no, I think they're showers.
What about Filipinos? They must be growers, right?
Why? I mean, I heard Asians have little wings.
Filipinos apparently have the tiniest ones.
Do they?
Apparently,
Filipinos
are the ones. If you search it up, Google it.
I don't know what Manny Pacquiao is.
What race has the smallest
pretty
penis?
Sure Filipino thumbs up, dog.
All right, everyone,
let's all guess.
Put your votes in.
I'm gonna say
what's
Asian.
Your vote?
It's like says Russians.
I think Asians, bro.
That's not the word for race. They would say Asian, right? What's the word for it? Which
Chinese,
ethnicity?
Ethnicity.
Okay. That's like
or you could say a country.
Country.
Just shows.
Is it Filipino?
It's like just taking all the time to just search it up. There's actually a photo. If you click images, it shows
percentages.
No, I'm not saying dick pics. I'm saying it tells you percentages of like what the size.
Is this one you were talking about?
Yeah, it'll tell you the size.
Right, let's see.
That's funny, bro.
Holy shit.
What is it?
All right. Coming in at number 10, Singapore at 4.54 inches.
That's rank. Precise, dude.
Malaysia,
who's measuring this shit?
4.5 inches. Vietnam, 4.5. Thailand, 4.5.
These are all
Hong Southeast Kong,
Asia.
4.4.
Oh my God, it's getting worse.
Philippines, 4.2.
Hey, that's fucked up. That's very small.
I don't know what country this is.
Myanmar.
I never heard of that one. But they got little dicks. And then Cambodia coming in at number one with the smallest
Cambodia?
Dicks in the world.
You better not say three. Is it three?
3.95 inches.
Oh my
Look,
God.
And that's
damn, not this bro. Big.
That's erect length.
They must
that's
have the big. Motion of the ocean.
That's
though.
Probably
3.95 inches.
That's crazy. Is that you consider that a micro or not?
Bro.
I mean, I don't even know what I'm
saying. That's like
is.
They're trans or something. Like
that's crazy.
They don't even have dudes in Cambodia, right? Like what?
At least you go there feeling like a rock star if you go hook up with a bitch. She's probably gonna marry you.
They feel like the biggest put. I've seen bigger dicks on trans girls walking down the street.
That's hilarious.
The bulge.
That's funny.
Yo, what I wanted to ask something. Before I came on this pod, I was like, yo,
hell yeah, drill me. I like when people ask me questions.
It's good, right?
But it slipped my mind, dude. All this cock talk. I was like, fuck dog.
Should we change the name of the podcast to Cock Talk?
Cock Talk, dude. Welcome to Cock Talk. We're gonna be scaling cocks tonight.
actually, something. So like I read your little thing, whatever. You said your parents are divorced when you were young. My parents never married. Like, definitely weren't trying to have a kid. Like, my mom, stripper. Dad was a bouncer. Like,
oh, really?
No, yeah, like, not like from. And then, bro, grandparents were literally so much divorce. Like,
I feel like that's there's such a divorce culture this day and age.
That
our
was
whole
my
generation
do you,
is divorced.
Like, do you believe in marriage at this point? Is it like, what do you think?
I honestly don't.
I believe in it for sure. If you love somebody, man, like if you have a soulmate, I believe you could easily.
So you think
married.
That's real? You think
I believe
there is a soulmate out there for you?
Yeah, I met mine in Russia, dude. Absolutely.
And you didn't marry her?
Definitely not. I mean, I left specifically to follow my career. So I think we'll definitely meet each other
like
again.
One soul. You don't think you'll find another soulmate, or do you think?
No,
I don't think you'll find another soulmate.
You asked me about marriage, bro. I believe in soulmates. I believe in girls like dating, and I think there's love for real. Mm-hmm. But I don't think like you have to marry them and put it on paper. And who the fuck is the guy to tell you guys are official now? That's like between us, man. Let that.
Who made
that?
Who wrote that paper?
Who
made those
are you
rules?
To make me sign the line for my love for her? Like, you know what I mean?
They come and go though. At the end of the day,
exactly.
They come and go,
dude. I think like. I don't know, bro. Believing that there's one soulmate out there for you is pretty scary. Like, what if you never went to... Like, bro, what?
Like, that's like the twin flame shit.
I mean, dude, you're going to love other girls
that's
and shit,
true,
but
though.
You,
yo,
that
that's
one
fact.
Good
that's
connection where you
point.
Connect.
Like, yo, what if you never went to Russia and you never met her?
She probably just...
No, you would have met a different girl that you would have thought was your soulmate.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
exactly
what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, there's no such thing. That's
true.
It's just...
fucking kill this thing, bro.
That's crazy.
No, but seriously, like...
Have you had a first love? A first girlfriend? Are you...
So like I've definitely have had love
somewhere between all the porn stars.
Have had love, you know, for some girls. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. In love,
you'd
like,
know it though. You'd know it, man.
You think?
If you
like,
fell in
like,
love.
What
love?
Is it? Like I've liked someone enough to where it fucking hurt. Like, you know what I mean? That's where I
no,
kind of measure
if
it.
You could visualize
like, have you ever lost your
future.
Appetite over somebody? Like that something happened. Like that's where I'm kind of. That's the most down bad.
Well,
have
you ever been like sad over it? Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, sad and like lost my appetite. Like not been able to eat. Yeah.
Like could you
that,
visualize?
That's like the strongest I felt against. Yeah.
Like could you visualize like, yourself marrying the person? Like your whatever ex girlfriend. Like, did you ever like? Could you ever realize like?
Nah, I don't know if I believe in marriage. Like as a
oh, you don't believe because you're probably like.
Well, I mean,
tragic probably because like.
I mean, nah, it's just because like. Okay, so just like what you said right now, you said, yeah, you believe right now.
Like,
right, you're 21
like
years
like,
old.
He looks like Dan Bilzerian.
Hey, he's coming on next, Dan Blizzy. So, oh, fuck that, you threw me off.
I'm sorry, bro.
All right, so just what I asked, you're 21?
I'm 20, yeah.
You're
20?
You're
20, 21, yeah.
And you told me you think she's the only one you'll find, bro.
No, if not the only one I'll find, just the only one that I'll connect like 110% with.
Bro, I hope I know you in like... Bro, a year even. But like be safe like 4 or 5 years, bro.
Yeah.
your mindset is going to be so like, you're going to be like, that was the, like, you're going to think that's so, I don't know. You just learn, like, as you get, like, you just start to learn different things. Like, you meet different people, like you change a lot as a person. Like, you're the person you fell in love with and married when you were 30.
Yeah.
Is not the same person 20 years later after you have kids and you're 50.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, that's true. It's true.
Like, you change a lot. And for, like, I don't know. We're the only animals on the entire earth that are supposed to be with one thing.
No, look, I mean, I believe it. Like,
yo, that's true, huh?
If
that's
I had a wife,
every other animal,
if I had
a, there's like a couple.
I would
like
still
a
have side animals. Chicks. Absolutely. I believe in side chicks. I think, let me tell you one thing.
I firmly believe in side chicks.
What do you think is cheating? Because I think cheating is only if you could have sex with other girls while you have a wife, as long as you don't love them. If you don't fall in love with them, it's not cheating.
Hey, here's the thing.
So
here's
is it the same way for your wife?
Is it as the girl allowed to go different. Fuck someone else? It's different, right? But that's a controversial
topic.
It's
crazy. I just
No, but I would say most girls I have this conversation with understand it's different.
If she like paid the bills and all that, go ahead. She can have sex with all kinds of guys. I'll be happy.
I think it's like a nature thing. These OnlyFans and porn star models, what I noticed is their mentality is so much bigger to that. Like they're always like, they'll say, yeah, no, it's true. It is different if a girl
does it. Different.
But all the feminist girls who are like closed up and don't open themselves, they're like, nah, you can't. I can't do that.
I mean, think about it just like genetically, dude. Like, how many babies can a woman have a year?
Like one.
How many can a guy have a year? 12.
More than 12. Dog, how many fucking sperm cells are there, man? If you could
That's
do that
saying,
like,
you
every
do
fucking
one of my,
minute.
Like, I don't know. I'm not religious. Someone made us that way. Like,
yeah, that's true. That's Andrew Tate mentality. What do you think of him?
That's crazy.
Like, I think his early days, he was really, really reaching to try to be viral. But like,
I think Illuminati shut him down.
I think they just shut him the fuck up. He got quiet real fast.
He got quiet, man.
They put him in jail and shit.
Well, and then not even that, because he was still talking. But then like, I think recently
you were saying they like.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I'm not in that yet. So
I don't know. He's kind of a goof.
He's
like,
kind of a goof. But he marketed himself pretty well.
Bro, you couldn't open your phone without seeing that fucking guy.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. And then the other thing I was going to ask you about OnlyFans, you guys said no to OnlyFans. And I, like, after reading your thing and something that I've noticed, and a lot of people don't understand, like, Joe, why do you do OnlyFans, whatever? Because I guess a lot of people that I become friends with in Miami, a lot of people come from money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like,
money is like a big
thing. If you come from money, money doesn't mean a ton to you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, if you never had to think about money too much, so then it doesn't make sense. Why would you push the limits for money? Whereas, like, I didn't grow up with money. So, like I'm seeing more money now than I ever have. And it's for only, and it's like a no brainer to me. You know what I mean?
The people who don't come from money end up being a lot more like persistent, a lot more motivated, a lot more driven. All the people who made it came from the floor, and that's why they're there.
I just think you think of money differently. Like,
you respect it more.
Like, I don't know. If you've never felt like a real need for it, you're not willing to do crazy things for it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're doing OnlyFans, like you said. But do you think it's gonna ever get like just like TikTok, just like shut down like sometime? Like,
OnlyFans probably not. I would guess only like,
because people are making a lot of money off
OnlyFans. Is like a genius idea. Like, dude, it pretty much ruined the porn industry. Like,
it really did, didn't it?
Bro, why would you go? Why would you put your videos on Pornhub for free if you can make $5 a pop on?
Yeah, but I think other guys though. I don't have to pay to go on porn and watch porn, but I do have to pay to watch a model. I'd rather just watch porn.
Well,
so I don't know how that works then.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So now porn stars are stopping putting their stuff on Pornhub.
I see. To get,
and it's also the relationship thing. Like,
yeah, if you know the girl, you'd like to see
her.
Okay,
so for me personally, I don't know how you got. Like, when you're doing your thing, are you just like watching random porn?
It takes me like 20 minutes to pick a video and then 2 minutes to just to pick it, watch it, and then I'm done. I'm like 170 pages deep. I'm just like,
the perfect one.
Not yet. And then I watch every trailer, like, and then by then I'm like, you know.
Like, is there a specific porn star or something you like, or is it just like hot, like you're looking for a hot one?
I used to like Autumn Falls.
I don't even know that.
She's really hot. Really hot.
She's pretty hot. But I think they all look the same, honestly. I mean, I don't care who it is. As long as they just like, they're hot and that's it.
Watching porn doesn't even do it for me.
I quit porn, bro.
Like, I like watching two people fuck, like a dude and a girl and a hot girl fuck. If anything, I'm a little like, damn, I feel like a fucking loser. This guy's getting ass. I'm like sitting home joking. Yeah. Like, I like to see, like, if I make my own videos, like,
funny, dude.
You know, like someone like give me head or something. Yeah, like, yeah. That's what I like to use because I think it's like the connection with the, like, yeah, I know the person. Yeah.
I've
like,
done that.
Like, if anything, bro, I'd rather jerk off to a girl that I think's hot's Instagram than go to Pornhub.
Yeah.
Like, that's what OnlyFans does so well, because it's a conversation. It's a relationship you have with people. Like, everyone that messages me on OnlyFans, all of those people that are messaging, getting those pictures, they're messaging back. Like,
so would you ever, date a porn star?
No, hell no.
Never, right?
Bro, I talk to a lot of them, and a lot of them have boyfriends.
That's crazy. But that's really? They're obviously, what's that
dude,
word?
That's whack.
No, bro, they separate it. Like, they know that's work, and this isn't. And I'm like, like, I get it. Like, you're not enjoying, like, when you're working. But, like, you're getting fucked. My girl getting fucked is, like, the worst nightmare I could imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, it'll piss you off. Yeah, it'll make you hit every emotion.
Like, what? Is that, like, people are into that shit.
Yo, so you want me to tell you this fucked up story?
Yeah, let me hear your times in the Hard Rock.
We call it the Nino. I don't know if you guys know that.
Yeah, that's what we call it too.
We call it the Nino. Nino. Right, so we hit the Nino for 3 days yesterday. It's bending hard. Honestly, like, I'm still a little hungover. Mm.
Yeah, it's bending.
Wait, you got in with a fake ID?
Yeah, you want to see it?
Yo, show him the cameras.
Shout out Lorenzo, dude. Bro.
Casinos are usually pretty tough. So they're like scans it. Some Canadian shit?
No, it's my buddy Lorenzo.
Is it an American one?
It's an American one. He's like, yo, you know, and by the way, this works. This worked in every place I went to.
I'm shocked.
Never fails. Yeah. Strip club never fails.
This is some McLovin shit.
I just
man.
Show him this.
show the camera, bro.
Bro.
What up? Well, I mean, that's that guy. I think he's a mix too. I mean, look at my hair. And he has
this
afro.
This boy gets in with that.
Bro, this dude's definitely like Cuban. Dude,
and that's real. That's a real one. Bro, so like, look at that.
Zoom. Yeah. Let me hold this next to his face.
So does that look like me? Like, yeah, I'm just trying to get into strip club.
Can we? Maybe, sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Show him his information.
All right, we'll blur it out a little bit.
Say, hey, man, I'll take one tall beer, please.
Yeah. Say it like a virgin, too.
I'll take your finest lager.
So, yeah, I guess it just shows Miami. Bro, no one is serious.
Wait, it's like cut on the corner, too.
Yeah, it's not expired. It's such a ragged ID, and it works, too.
I don't know how this guy gets away with it.
I don't know. No one cares as long as they have an ID. I mean, if I had some guy show me that.
Bro, I feel like recently I like didn't have my ID with me and someone was like, what? I'm like, I'm 26, relax.
Anyway, yes, so we got in there, right? So we're walking around.
You got in there with that fake. You got in there already with that crazy fake. Story.
Dude. We're fucked up at this point. Like fucked up. Lost our money at this point, not really giving a fuck. And then this guy, this big looks like he's on TRT, kind of sitting like he's just like
for sure, dude.
He said he's 20 grand in and he's playing blackjack, like minimum $75 bets, like at the big tables. And like he comes in and he looks at like a girl I was hanging out with and he's like, hey, would you be interested in fuck my wife?
It's out of the blue, bro.
And I stop. I'm like looking at her. She's looking at me. I'm thinking, what? And like we all of a sudden we pull up to this table because we think this is funny, man. Yeah. This guy's big and shit. He's like, I was like, what's up, bro? Like, you need someone to fuck your wife? He's like, yeah, you could do it too, but she likes girls. But you have to be bigger than me if you want to fuck her. I'm like, what do you mean, bro? He's like, well, I'm 8 inches. Like, if you want to fuck my wife, we can go to
Shut
the.
Up.
I swear
and
to
he would,
God,
he would pay him too. Right? He
and he
money.
Dude, all this shit is like, I was just like mind blown, bro. I'm like, well, first of all, like casino 8 inches, times, like, bro. Come on, dog. I mean, I'm a white boy, bro. I mean, I'm not packing 8, dude. I mean, I'm.
You're gonna lie and then let him find out when it gets down to it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nah, so then I told him, I said, yeah, dude, fuck yeah, bro. I'll go fuck your wife. Like, how much you want? How much you gonna pay me kind of thing? But I was joking because I actually wouldn't fuck his wife.
Why? She's beat?
I don't know. She wasn't there. He calls her. He's like, why? He's like, babe,
why
got...
Why would you do it?
Dude, I don't know, weird, man. I'm like that, bro. I'm from Canada, man. I'm not here to sell my body. I have a reputation. Why? Like, I got a soul, bro.
Cash.
I don't know. I'm not about... I could, maybe, if I was
Depends
fucked
on
up
the cash,
a little more.
I guess.
Depends
so,
on the girl,
so you're
really.
Telling me if she was hot and he was like, for free, you would do it. But if you were taking cash, wouldn't do it. Because that's...
I don't know. Like, no, I'd take
soul.
It for... dude, it's all... You have to see the energy,
that's
too,
what
bro.
I say. You could sell your soul, dude. That's
Is that
the
selling
whole thing.
Your soul?
That's, I mean...
Fucking someone's wife for money?
Dude, and then I asked
that
him.
That sounds like a good dream.
About
it. I don't know.
I asked him. I said, why do you want me to fuck your wife?
He's jerking off looking at you.
Yeah, gives a fuck.
I was like, why do you want me to fuck your wife? And he's like, he gets into the story. He's like, look, she caught me cheating on her with a 21-year-old. And so now she wants to get me back. And I said, I'll help her because they were having an argument. He was down. Yeah. He was losing 20K into this game. She was up there. She was pissed off. Uh-huh. And he's like, I'm going to go. I was like, so I came down here. I said, I'll send someone up to your room to fuck you. He's like, I don't know, big deal. He's like, and she's trying to prove a point to him that she could fuck someone young too. So that's why he's like, yo, I'll pay you $500 to fuck my wife.
Nah, you said you were like, nah.
I actually said no. I don't know why, dude. I don't know.
And she was staying in the Hard Rock?
She was at the Hard Rock at the Guitar.
It's crazy.
You weren't down?
I mean, I never got asked that. It was him. They asked him, man.
I don't know why I said no. It was because I was with my boy, Suave, and I was with a girl, too. And the whole energy was like, you know when you feel it? Like, it just, I didn't want to be impulsive, but I just felt like, yo, you shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
I don't know why, dude. Coming back, I woke up, I'm thinking, why the fuck did I not just...
done it.
I should have just done it.
Why watch the wife be like, bro, Beyonce?
They probably go there all the time.
Yeah, watch it be like...
private singer, sexy, like famous girl. It's like, you don't want to fuck
oh
me?
My God, bro. What if it was someone like Shakira?
Throw it back. That'd be nice. Yeah, that'd be that was a crazy experience, though. I was like, wow, okay.
All right, I heard you guys fucking... humming, spitting some bars earlier, and like you might have a beat in mind, and we might do some fucking breakfast sway in the morning type of shit.
You should turn this into like an on the block, you know.
That's what we need to do.
That's crazy, because freestyling is like, that's a crazy thing. I respect the people that could freestyle like crazy, like Tory Lanez, great spitter, he's crazy.
Look, there's one thing, we could play a beat, a YouTube beat that we've been cooking up for. You want to do that?
Yeah, we could play a YouTube beat.
It's called Somewhere in Jamaica.
I can like sing. Yeah. I can like look at some lyrics that I just wrote a couple days ago.
Give us the rough start.
I could, yeah.
Like in your process, you like when I, like I told you, I go to make music. Literally what I do is go on YouTube and type in artists that I like their type of beat. Type beat.
Yeah.
And then find the ones with like the least views. So like, and then just listen to it for like hours before I go and write like a couple bars and then go in and try to figure it out. Is that like,
yeah, that's about it, bro.
Right?
Like, that's about it.
No, so, it's cool.
I agree with my brother, because like we're definitely not freestyle artists yet. You know what I mean?
What would you say your genre is?
Shit, that could vary. We're like R&B, I would say melodic. Like, but I would say a mix of like Kid Leroy.
Yep.
We go by that artist. By the way, did we introduce our artist name? We're Take Two.
Take Two.
Our artist name is Take Two. Like, this
we're
is our,
at Take Two.
Yeah, on Instagram it's follow Take Two.
Follow Take Two.
So you could shout that, follow Take Two. But we're just doing a track a week, and our genre is like, I'm more like, I like to be more lyrical, like Jack Harlow and Drake. Like I'm heavily inspired by that. And Tory Lanez, he's melodic too, and he's crazy with melodies. Oh, but we like complement each other's styles. Yeah. So like we
it's like a mix. Instead of like having like straight rap and just strictly like Kid Leroy, we could like put them together. Give me rap and mix.
Fuck yeah.
It's dope. I mean, a duo, no one really came out with a duo yet. I mean, I guess I can't even name a duo right now, but like one that's up right now.
Hell no. But, definitely not two white boys either.
Yeah, no, that's what the people are saying, man. We're super marketable, like very marketable.
Like Ray Schremer. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, they're gone though, too.
No, but in about a year, bro, we're going to be
They're
already...
completely different. Like, they're not, they're literally the only ones I could think of that are
the Suicide Squad, that's a duo. Oh, wait, not Suicide Squad. Did I say that right?
Suicide Squad, yeah. Right?
Is it it?
Suicide Boys.
Suicide Boys.
Is that Margot Robbie?
I named the movie.
Is that two people?
That's two people, yeah.
That music's kind of crazy, though. They have like a cult following, bro. Like,
That's the whole thing, yeah. No, him, X, all like Juice WRLD, Billie Eilish, dude. These guys have, I guess they captured that depression kind of like, that depression
fight you about them.
Yeah, yeah. I fully respect though, like good for you, you nailed it.
Yeah, what?
You
know what we all need fans like that, right?
Bro, there's the only
They got mad beats made in Russia.
Who did?
Really?
Suicide Boys, like they started their shit.
Yo, I heard of that.
Did you know that?
6ix9ine blew up in Russia. Suicide Boy.
6ix9ine blew up in Russia.
Yeah, 6ix9ine blew up in Russia before he came here. That's what a lot of people do.
A lot of people blow up there first.
See that, when you told me that idea, like, oh, we figured we just moved the I'm like, what? I didn't know a lot of people do that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but
dude, we had fucking, we had clout in Russia, bro. Like, we were very big.
Was it lit?
Dude, yeah, like we were very.
They don't know
big
what you're saying, right? In the rap, they just like the beats, and like, no, they're like, oh, this shit's dope.
Oh my God, they just think it's like American music. They have no idea.
Bro, you can rap about nothing.
You walk down the street, they're like, yo, you look like young Justin Bieber. Like, they yell this shit,
right? They love it.
Dude, they just see like a dude from Canada, and they just think like, yo, is that Justin Bieber?
That's what I hear.
The people that are ugly, by the way, the men. So like, you can
South Korea,
crazy.
South Korea, I hear like.
What about it?
White people and black people are just like, whoa. Like, they've met, like, in your
yeah, like a unicorn. They're going to take pictures with you,
bro. They think it's crazy.
We shot a music video at the Red Square. You know the Red Square in Russia?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro, there was one black guy there. And he was walking around.
Were they all?
And we're shooting the music video. And at first, we had a big crowd. Like, it was hilarious, bro. Big crowd. And then the black guy just walks up, just random black guy tourist, taking a picture, our whole crowd shifts over to him to take a picture.
Shut up.
I take pictures. They're like, yeah.
Just a random dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, they never see, like, they're not like, yeah.
We have videos of it too. We have the videos of our shoot and all the people that were watching. And then the second he comes in, they just like the SpongeBob movie, bro. They just all fucking drift over together as a pack.
They're curious. Like, never seeing a black person before, bro. Like, ever. Like, what?
You don't see a lot in Russia, bro. You don't see
And it's not like, I think they get it twisted. It's not like they're racist there.
No, there just isn't many.
Yeah.
And what? Everyone thinks they're racist, but no, they're not. They're just like, just legit.
Hell yeah. Dude, you probably loved it, right?
He felt famous as fuck, dog. Like, yo, we need you in our music video right now.
All right, let me hear a beat. What beat we going on? Wait, is Mitch cooking up something?
Let me send something to Mitch here.
Yeah, they're cooking it. I'm hyped.
Dude, we actually wrote this song.
Right? Because then we'll just say, yo, play something. And then it's running.
This is going to be in the studio, though. We haven't even recorded it yet.
Huh?
Summertime status creeping up again, gang, gang. Trying to get you closer, I ain't gonna pretend. No way, you and I together, that's a double win. Okay, I don't know about you, but that's the perfect plan. Wanna fuck you like I won't ever have sex again. Wanna love you like my first, never love again. I could die for you, Romeo and Juliet. I can die for you, and you ain't gotta say it back. Yeah, okay, dreaming on the runway. My banana split and wanna eat you like a sundae. After that, I cuddle you, that's gotta tell you something. Playing with my thumbs when you're gone, shit is ugly. Oof. What you want from me? Drown you in some diamonds, pick a wedding ring. Want you to myself like I'm some witty little kid. Send an addy, I'm gon' fuck it up, cause we should be romantic. Somewhere in Jamaica, making love in
Vegas.
I fuck with this.
Yeah. I wonder if, ready?
Yeah. You know it's real when you're thinking about her in the AM. This ain't no night mode. This shit real is a Madrid game. This ain't no light blow. This is collared by a nickname. Honestly, I've been catching hella feels for ya. I'd love to get romantic. Rushing in the jeans until she back it up. I swear that girl Hispanic. I'm holding on my heart cause this chick could do some damage. Yeah. Vacant lot, I'm parking in it. Pussy mine, I'm barking at it. She said you're jealous? I said I'm working on it. Digger style, I'm farming with it. Call me Prince, I'm charming with it. Yeah. I think it's cute how you allergic to the season. I think it's cute when you would get a little sneezing. I hate the fact that I can't put you in Balenciaga jeans. This explain the reason for me leaving. Yeah.
Yo, that beat got fucked up, though.
Hey, this shit will go hard.
Yo, that was fire.
Just sampled.
It's a fire beat, though, right?
Our producer could sample that back, though. He could do it himself.
He's gonna remake
that.
Make it his way, yeah. Thanks.
You guys do all this cook up.
Yeah.
Dude, we got tons of unreleased shit that our manager's hooking up with the same studio that T-Pain studio, I think. I'm not sure. But he's gonna hook us up with that studio. He said, record all this shit, make it super fire with your own beat.
I thought it was lit.
Good. Yeah, thanks, bro. But yeah, I can't wait. I'm actually gonna show you some unreleased shit.
Play me one more. Go ahead. Play me one. Play me one.
Okay,
here's one unreleased before we get the
of unreleased. Oh, a song.
Yeah, I want you to. Yeah. Unreleased. I want to.
What do you want to do? White dress.
Let's do. Wait, what's your vibe? But you like rap, or do you like vibe?
Vibes for sure.
Vibe shit or club music. Or
what? All right, let me think here.
Like what? What's rap? Like
rap, like spit. The, oh shit, there's
white dress.
Yeah,
we got some.
Is that like
we got
that's
like
rap
late night?
Like what was the vibe you just did? You guys just did that was vibe.
That was a vibe.
That's like the Jack Harlow walkthrough, like Lil Drake, like late night. You're in your like drive. There's this one. Listen to this. This is an unreleased one. This one's I fuck with this one.
I like guitar beats.
Yes.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Late night in the club, but you know I'm top charts. Gave me your head, but I aim for her heart. hard to shoot straight when you're this fucked up. Got a shaky wrist and a stick with no scope. No hope in this game for no loyalty. They all hoes in this game. I treat them like royalty, huh? I throw you to the street like you sesame. Bitch, you sus to me. I don't need you, just company. Honestly, this just ain't love to me. Luxury, promise me, bitches delivered. It's
lucky.
I'm
fighting
Balboa for love, but it's rocky. Cause they
just get it. You mix that shit up.
Gotta be frank, but you're not Sinatra. So if you're on implants, I ain't your doctor. Go find another. Use me as your slot machine. Keep gambling, bitch. 77777. That's the price for my wheels and my leather. All of a sudden she posted with me like she think we together. I'm saying you best know your place. You just pleasure for me. Don't get comfortable. You hear me?
This could be like a club vibe. I love the chorus. It's chorus.
She told me I fit right for her. Said that I'm her type for real. White dress in the summer, cause goddamn I see right through.
But that's like, that's type shit, so.
Yeah. No, this one's lit. This one is some Jack Harlow, like.
Yeah? Listen to this. Hold up. What's up?
Jet plane landing, I'm also to nitro. 100 bands in my pocket and I call it casual. Take a pic with me, make a pair of bottom. No, it don't sip lean, I prefer the cat milk. I got a poppin' like a crab boil, I'ma spoil ya. Haters still gon' bop to my music, don't snore on me. I could change your life like it's magic, Houdini.
Hey, your voice sound lit, this one.
My phone said it horny for me. I tell him it's a job, don't be falling for me. Rockstar life, living comfortably. Picasso on my paint made a masterpiece. Know I had to get the bag, did that naturally. We were all right there.
Yeah, that's we got tons, bro. We just got
that's
tons.
We just don't know.
We just don't know what our style is, basically, bro.
That's what you gotta. That's you just gotta cook in the studio every day, right?
All of the managers.
Honest, your style will probably change.
Right? I mean, we're white, right? So like, yeah. I think the best style is the one we showed you. Yeah. The first one. Like,
nah, you can't think like that though, bro. If you're a fucking rapper, you're a rapper. You know, like you gotta. If you're a singer, you're a singer. If you're in a country, you're in a country. Like, you'll figure out your thing. All right, go ahead. Talking to the camera. Give them all your ats. Where to find you.
Yo, yeah.
And maybe like if you have another song coming out soon or whatever you want to tease.
We're gonna be dropping Lenciaga soon. That's like our summer hit. So we're actually in the midst of making a music video for it. So stay tuned at Follow Take Two on Instagram. That's the at Follow Take Two.
Yeah.
And well, everything, the links are in there. So our name is Take Two. You can find us on all platforms. Stay tuned for Lenciaga. That shit's gonna be.
Yeah,
remember when Lil Tecca dropped something Ransom?
Else. Yep.
Or what is it?
Ransom.
Yeah, yeah.
I got
it's so like it's going to be something like that, man. I mean, we're just bringing that back a bit.
It's just shit.
Right. Thank you for coming, guys.
Thanks man.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.